Hello. Are you on? Hello.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so it's recording now. So, hey guys,
Is
welcome back to No Filter, huh?
it live?
It already started recording.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so welcome back to No Filter this week. Antoine's not here. It's me and my sister Jasmine, and we are going to be talking about Insecure, the show by Issa Rae. If any of you guys watch this on HBO. So we're basically going to do like a quick little recap and talk about our thoughts of the show. So you did watch the first episode,
Yes, I watched the first
right?
episode.
Okay. So let's just go. Oh, we're going to do this segment every week too. So on top of the regular podcast, we're going to be doing this segment. It's called Insecure Minds. So yeah. So Jasmine, say hey.
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
She's been on the show before, but it was a long time ago. But anyways, let's just go ahead and jump into it. I have made some notes. Hold on, let me see if I can pull up my notes.
I had just rewatched it again today.
Okay. So basically, the big thing was the show started off with Issa saying that she didn't fuck with Molly anymore, which throughout the episode,
Understand.
I kind of see it going that way and this is not the first time that's happened because last season she did something like, well, not last season, the season before that, because this is season four. So I say season two, maybe they had got into it or something. I can't remember, but
Was
I
it
know.
season two about her and Dro? They got into it about her and Nate too, though.
See, I don't know, but I feel like this.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Oh, I said I feel like this is not the first time Molly's done something like this to where she was being like
Kind of
selfish.
negative. Yeah. I feel like, where do you think it started? Because I feel like she didn't start acting like that until after she was messing with Dro.
I feel like it was before that. I feel like anytime she is in a bad space, she kind of like takes it out on everybody else. Well, takes it out on really, because that's the person who she always goes to about it. And if she feel like Issa's not paying enough attention to her, then
Or
she.
even sometimes if she feel like Issa isn't on her side.
And so, anyways, that kind of like, I was like, oh shit. But you know what? Watching the series from beginning to end, from beginning to now, I kind of seen that coming.
But it's gonna be so weird. So I'm wondering, is her and the girl that she's working with, what's her name? Is gonna start being best friends like her and Molly was.
Listen, I don't know because that was my next point. She seems to have like before they even found out about Lawrence, they seem to have like such an on point relationship, like cute relationship. And I was watching it; it was just like, oh, God damn it, because you know that it was gonna fall apart because you
Of
know.
Lawrence.
And even though Issa hasn't, been dealing with him or whatever, you can kind of, I mean, they was together for so long, so
Yeah.
yeah, 5 years is a long time.
Right, for the amount of time that they were together, it's still kind of fresh because it's only like, what, I guess it's a year later, but still, she hasn't really liked nobody else except for Nate, but he disappeared.
Right. So and that's another thing. I'm wondering, is he gonna pop back up? It's just so much. Like, it was a lot to unpack in that first episode. And usually the first episode start off slow, but this one was kind of, it had a lot. It wasn't like that, it wasn't that drama filled, but it was like a lot of emotion.
Information. Yeah. It was. Yeah. I personally feel like Nate is going to pop back up just because, I mean, I'm sure her and Molly aren't going to stop being friends instantly. So you got to think that Molly is still messing with the dude that Nate is living with. So they're going to come in contact with each other at some point in time.
I forgot he lived with him.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I didn't even think about that. Okay, so how do you feel about Issa banging the fat dude?
that took me back a little bit because that's not usually who she's messing with. So it was a bit weird to me, but I guess maybe she's just not really in a state to where she wants to be emotionally connected or anything like that, so she's just doing with whoever is convenient.
Yeah, she still got her rotation, and he's a security building, ain't he, or something like that.
Yeah, he is a security guard somewhere for real, so it probably is at the building. It was so funny the beginning at the party where she told him to tell everybody that it's lit in there. Let's crack it up.
Yeah, he seems fun though.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about Tiffany and how she handled the situation and told her friend, what is her name, Kadia or something? What is the lady's name?
I can't remember her name.
Okay, so how, because that's Tiffany's friend, mm-hmm. that she met the baby shower. How did you feel about how Tiffany handled the situation when she was like, oh, her and Lawrence dated, like how she just outed the whole situation and it became awkward for both of them? You feel like she knew? I feel like she knew, because she that type of person.
How do I feel about it? I feel like she knew. It seemed as if she knew in the beginning when they first start talking, but she didn't think that it was going to be that serious. So maybe she felt like it wasn't really nothing that she had to tell Issa. And I don't think her and the other girl is that close for her to have known that she was still continuously talking to Lawrence. So maybe she just forgot about it for a second.
Yeah, maybe, but I was just talking about how she just outed it both were sitting.
Yeah. How else were you going to do it? They have to figure out at some point in time. Maybe if they were in separate, she could have put Issa to the side.
That might have caused even more problems, like if she would have pulled one of, well, maybe Issa, because she's closer
to Issa, yeah. I don't know. But, you know how she is, though. She always do weird stuff like that.
Yeah. How do you think Issa felt? I feel like she was, like, kind of mad. Because she was like, oh, well, who's some of your exes? So I can run up on your exes like you running up on mine.
I don't know if I would say she was mad. But, you know, she's just really awkward. So she didn't even know what to say or how to feel for that second. She always says some silly things at first, but it seems like she's not going to let it affect her and the girl's relationship.
Yeah. And I think they're doing a good thing with the block party because it seemed like the mixer was successful. Right. And
so, go ahead.
No, I said it seemed like towards the end, they were towards the end of the mixer, like they like, okay, you know, forget that. And then she even went to Lawrence's house and was like, you know, fuck it. They end up fucking.
Yeah.
So.
And it sounded like in the beginning when she said that she wasn't fucking with Molly no more, it sounded like it was her that she was telling that to when she was like, oh my gosh, what happened? What can I do?
Yeah. Yeah. So back to Molly. So I've been feeling sideways about Molly for a couple seasons now because she just is very selfish. So even back to last season when she was fucking with Dro and he's saying that they're in an open relationship, but she never really checked with the wife
right.
to see if that was really the truth. And I feel like she knew it wasn't. And then now she's upset because the guy that she's dating is dating other people. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, just because you like him don't mean
that he's ready for that.
That he's exclusive with you just because you're exclusive with him. Like, you can't be mad at that. And I feel like she probably just gonna stop talking to him because she started acting funny to him.
And you also can't just assume that you guys are exclusive if he didn't say nothing about it. So, and I don't understand why she always just like stop talking to people and move on instead of like communicating what her issue is. She did text him at the end of the episode or something like that, though. But what if he still doesn't want to what if he don't want to be exclusive? Is she just gonna stop talking to him?
Right. Probably, knowing her.
Yeah.
But she started kissing me. What's her name? I don't know her friend's name, but the one with the curly hair, I was doing the bar.
She is so funny. Yeah.
She is fucking hilarious.
Man, and you know, like, do you watch like the things after the episodes?
No.
So she has said that a lot of the stuff that she says, she just makes it up like it's not in the script. But she said that she doesn't act anything like that in person.
That's funny.
Yeah.
She's hilarious. Like, she is funny.
Kelly
as hell.
Is her name in the show.
Kelly.
I was cracking up when her one of the tenants had requested all your ladies pop your pussy like this, and Kelly was over there kicking into the song. She was the only one.
Oh my gosh, that was one of the funniest parts of the show.
Yes.
But speaking of funny parts of the show, do you notice the TV show every season is something?
Yes.
Like, the one season, it was like a spoof of what is Underground? Remember that show Underground, which was a pretty good show. I don't know how it got canceled.
No, so but, the episodes are. I mean, the shows that they're watching is actually based off of an old show.
Off of real shows. Like, I know the first season they were doing like a spoof of Underground, and I feel like this season is like Forensic Files
That's
or something
crazy.
Like
I
that.
I never really paid attention to that, but it probably really is.
Yeah, I forget what it was last season. Oh, it was like Real Housewives of Atlanta or something like that. I remember, yes. So that is hilarious. I always pay attention to that because it's always something. And everybody is always watching the show. And it's funny as that.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so we are back. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. Don't be talking shit. We doing a little like do it yourself from the phone. Y'all know I be using Anchor. So anyways. Yeah, she's not here with me, so we're doing it remotely. So, anyways, we were
social distancing,
right? Seriously, okay, because we ain't trying to get around that up in here.
Exactly.
But I think we left off. We were talking about the TV shows that they were watching.
Yeah, I did not know that. I can see now that you said that, though. I can see that they all do kind of seem like something. You said Forensic Files.
That's what I was thinking it was, because like they always, I mean, because I watch Forensic Files, and that's what it reminds me of. But maybe it's another show on TV that where you're trying to find somebody, but.
Yeah, like Snapped or something.
Made something like that, yeah. So
yeah, I think it's funny how they have so many different people on it all the time, though. And it'd be like, what was it, Regina? Is it Regina Hall was on it last time?
Yes, it was. It was. And then she was on the one where they did the spoof for
Yeah.
Underground.
It was like this, like, yeah.
I forget who was on last. It was somebody on last season, too. I'm going to have to look, and then we'll talk about it next episode. But, yeah, that should be funny.
I like how each title is different each year, too.
Oh, yes. When they, the 1 year was like,
hella and that. As fuck, and now it's low key.
Yeah. So that's kind of nice.
I'm trying to pay attention to see, like, if they use that word a lot in the season.
They usually, whatever the word is, like, hella was at the beginning of every title. Yeah. Every episode. So we'll see what next episode.
I think it'll be low key. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Sorry, I was looking at my notes. So yeah, like I said, I really feel like just from the first episode that Molly and Issa are off to a rough start, especially when, which I don't think, when I was watching it, Molly said that Issa was being messy, and she was like, I'm sorry.
No, yeah. I didn't think that she was being messy at all. I think that she was just being an adult about the situation, and she knows that
what is she supposed to do?
Yeah, but she's supposed to get mad and say that I don't want to talk to you anymore, but because they're actually like handling business, so sometimes you just got to put that emotion to the side. And it's not like she said anything messy about Lawrence or anything like that.
Yeah, and then it's like, like you said, she's been an adult about it. She didn't dismiss the girl, even though it was a little awkward. They still got what they, what the main priority was to do, was to
right.
do this so they can do this block party, which would benefit a lot of people. And I don't understand. I think Molly honestly said that out of anger because of her situation with the guy.
Yeah.
Me, if that's your friend, and your friend is in need, and honestly, she didn't even ask her
for her what she should do about it or anything.
He said that Molly bought it up because Tiffany,
right?
So she bought it up, and then she kind of like shit on her for real. So yeah, I can kind of see Issa and Molly's relationship going down here.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to be like the last straw of Molly may do. We'll see.
I've been hearing a lot of people talking about how the episodes are really short. So, which I've been feeling that way for a while, because honestly, when I first started watching Insecure, I binge watched the whole first season. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't problem for me. So the second season, I was like, okay, these episodes do seem like they like literally 30 minutes long, and it's pissing me off.
They do. They are really, really short, but I think that it's all worth it. And plus, yeah. Issa be having a lot going on within her life, so
yeah,
she's probably giving us all she can. I wish it was at least like 10 episodes, though, if it's going to be 30 minutes.
How many episodes is it? Eight?
It's always only eight, yeah.
Hell no. See, that's, ugh.
It's going to be over in no time.
Right. It's going to be, that ain't going to be nothing. Well, hopefully next season, if they do get renewed for next season, which they probably will.
Oh, you know. It'll come faster, yeah. You know what I'm looking forward to, though?
2018. What?
I feel like the music and her and the seasons are always good. So
that is true.
Mm-hmm. So I like looking up the music.
Yes, I got a couple songs on my playlist right now that are from, and I didn't hear it except for mm-hmm. when I was watching Insecure. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
I heard that it was that she said that this season will be really good for music. Mm-hmm.
That's good, because I really do enjoy the music. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your predictions for what's going to happen in the season? You can go first.
Okay. So, I believe Issa is going to throw the block party. I feel like is going to open doors to a lot of additional things for her as well. Because remember, she applied for that job with the kids and the music. I don't know if she ever did anything with that.
Right.
I think as far as her love life, I think Nate is going to come back, but I don't know if it's going to be somebody that she's going to stay with. So that's a question for me. I think Molly is going to end up dating the guy, but her and Issa won't be friends no more, which that's going to be weird because I don't know. They all live together. That's my predictions as far as them two. I don't really have any predictions about anybody else. What's yours?
I think she's going to have a block party. I think something going to happen at the block party. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Something going to happen. I feel like... I don't know if Molly gonna keep seeing that dude, or if she do keep seeing him, I feel like he gonna be like a fuckboy or something. And Nate and her, maybe they might, I don't know, they might come up with something. I don't know. But I'm kind of still in the, you know, I don't know about what's gonna happen with them. But, I don't know. I think career-wise, she gonna do big things.
Yeah.
I think her personal life is gonna be in shambles, especially with Molly and her love life.
Right.
And yeah. So that's what I think.
So we both agree on the career stuff, but the love life are pretty opposite. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so this first episode, we had a little technical difficulty, but yeah. So yeah.
It's so annoying.
So yes, nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to get in on the conversation, it's Insecure Minds is the name of the segment. So just let us know. We'll be doing this every week. So just let us know what you think. If you have any predictions for future episodes, let us know. If you want to get in on a conversation about Insecure and what you think, let us know. So you got anything to add before we close it out?
No, that was pretty good.
Alright, we'll see you guys next week, and stay safe, wash your ass, wash your hands, and
stay in the house.
Yes, stay in the house. Please, stay in the house. I hope y'all know. Y'all going out and shit is just going to make us longer.
Yes, have to stay in the house. House longer. Not have anything to do longer.
It's parents out here. They got to stay in the house with their kids. Oh,
at least you don't have to live alone.
I'm just
I've been sitting here laughing at my own jokes.
A lot of people that live alone really been telling me, like, they're like, damn, like, I really need to get out. Like, so yeah, it's been kind of hard for the people that live by themselves and people that live with the kids.
This is crazy for everybody. So just stay inside for only a couple more days, hopefully.
Yeah, they said in the 30th, but I think they're going to push it
Me
back.
Too, because I said it wasn't really going to be cleared until June, so.
And then did you hear about the concerts? They said it's probably not going to be okay to do concerts until, like, September. But then, like, I think they're going to push that back because September is flu season, so it's like...
This is truly insane. We might as well just say forget about the entire year.
The fuck, take 2020 back. I want my receipt and I want my money back.
We apologize because in the past years we have been complaining that the years have been shitty. But this year,
but This has year really showed the best.
Yes, this year.
Since the beginning.
Since the beginning, legit,
literally since the beginning.
It has not been one good thing that has happened this year.
Oh, them stimulus checks, that was a good thing.
That is.
I'm just joking. If you got it.
Right, exactly.
Some people ain't even really get it. But
at least, you know, we never really get this moment for ourselves to just pause for a second.
Yeah.
Spend time with people. Focus on yourself. Mm-hmm. I've been writing a lot. Just being creative. So utilize this time.
I've been painting in. Yes, because it's honestly I've always had, for the past 3 years, I've always had two jobs. So I never really got to spend this much time with my kids. And it's like, not like I'm getting to know my kids, but I know a little bit more about them.
They like certain things that you may not have noticed or something like that. Yeah,
it's cool. And then, getting a break from work because, you know, working in retail and then in the healthcare field is just, you need a break from that shit.
Everybody.
I'm kind of glad. When we go back to work, it's probably going to be kind of weird.
It's going to be super weird. You know what? I keep telling people that this is a time for a revolution. If people don't get mad about what has happened in America in these past couple of days, I don't know what we'll get mad about.
Oh, God. That fucking Donald Trump. I'm not even going to get into that. That fucking Donald Trump and everybody behind him, just trash.
And not even just that. Did you know that, where people are dying, in the certain neighborhoods, they say that it's 70% more Black people than anything else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more Black people being affected by this because of the, what is it? The disease.
The health, the at-risk people.
Yeah, diabetes and asthma, whatever.
All that stuff is already Black people.
It's y'all don't give us access to fix these
That's
things,
what I'm saying. We don't have the basic resources that everyone should have in life. We don't have it.
And it literally starts from and this is just throwing it out there, a salad is fucking $8 and you can get a burger for $1. Just simple little things like that, just the way we eat and things at the grocery store, things for organic food cost so much more, quote unquote, organic food cost so much more than regular food or just organic fruits and vegetables cost way more. Yeah, and it baffles me because it's always been like that. It's just now that people are really starting to notice it. People are really trying to, eat better and, change their lives and change their family's lives and change the narrative. And you notice shit like that.
Yeah. It's just so many reasons as into why we should be upset right now. Even just not even Black people, just poor people or middle class people, they really just feed off of the poor with their greed, and we're the ones that's what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, we're the ones that's paying for it.
And it's crazy because it's y'all know damn well that the country should be shut down way longer than the 30th. Mm-hmm. But because they're so worried about money and getting America back on track, quote unquote, whatever they want to say, is that's all y'all care about.
Money.
Just the simple fact that they knew about this virus way beforehand and all the political sold stocks. That's the first thing y'all did. Y'all didn't say, hey, I'm the governor of this city.
You might need to be careful.
This virus is out, let me sell my stocks because my stocks, that's just, it's trash.
Yeah.
It's just literally. hot garbage.
If they did not even want to put the plan in place until March, they could have at least had a plan. They didn't even have a plan at all for what we're going to do. They're still just throwing stuff out there on like, hey, file for unemployment, but let's not think that it's going to be 6 million people that's filing for unemployment.
Hello.
And it's going to take forever. And then you got
the people that work at the, it's probably what 500 people that work at the unemployment office.
Every time I trying to fucking process. It was a time I was calling every single day. And literally when you call, it'd be like, we're busy right now. You got to call another time. And it just hangs up on you. That's crazy. I'm just like.
And then another thing is like, shit, I forgot what I was going to say. It's just a lot. Like, it's, oh, that's what I was going to say. Did you hear about the man in, I want to say, Indiana? He went to check for his stimulus check. These niggas put $8.2 million in his account.
What?
How do you accidentally put $8.2 million?
Do not let that happen to me, okay? Because I am taking the first flight out of America.
I said, what the fuck? Oh yes, like, gosh. And that was by accident.
Oh, my
Somebody had fucked up and put 8. So it's like, it's just ridiculous. It's just all over the place.
And where is this money coming from?
All of a sudden, we got money to hang out.
All of a sudden, we can let people work from home. Like, all of a sudden, we're starting to think that people need health care. Like, what?
When, up to this point, Flint still had dirty water.
Exactly.
Flint still had dirty water, but now all of a sudden, y'all can get $1,200 to everybody? What the fuck?
Let us know what you really care about, because the show ain't us. And for real, $1,200 really ain't nothing. $1,200 could be somebody's rent.
Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, let me stop, because I'm getting real heated.
Yeah, topic. But,
yeah, we did. But okay, it needs to be said. So, yes, No Filter, the podcast, THEE podcast at gmail.com. Get in on the conversation. I'm going to post it on, No Filter Pod on Instagram. So you can comment on there too if you have comments about the show or even about what we were just talking about, honestly. So just let us know and we'll do this segment again next week, Insecure Minds. So yeah, make sure I watch the
and
show
if you
too.
You guys want to follow me? Mainly, I'm on Instagram at A Jasmine Flower, Jasmine with a Z as in zebra. I don't post that much, but I do post good things when I do post. So.
Yeah, so follow her. Go follow her. You want to drop any other?
That's the only thing I'm on is Instagram.
Okay. Alrighty then. So yeah. So hit us up. We'll be on next week. Talking about Insecure again. So all right, well, we'll see you guys next
week.
Peace
out.
Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening and we will see you next time. Bye.